Welcome back to the Marketing Ninja Podcast with Manuel Suarez, CEO of Attention Grabbing Media and author of number one bestseller, Marketing Magic.
I've been able to witness the power of a legacy for the last 2.5 years. I don't think any of you guys have experienced that at the level that I've experienced it. I lost the son that I used to rotate around my entire life. But he left me 2,400 videos of content that would help a lot of people way beyond the life of his body. I have a chapter in the book called Content Unicorn, in which I describe the phenomenon of these people that are very unique in their abilities to communicate. So instead of replacing him, I said, we got 2,400 long-form videos that he made over his lifetime. I decided to make that content immortal. And I started taking that content and turning it into many thousands of pieces of content. So those 2,400 videos have become 3,000 different publications a month. We have dozens and dozens of millions of followers on social media between Facebook and Instagram and TikTok and podcasts and YouTube. We have somewhere around 30 million people actively consuming our content every single month. This is one of the things that we, including all of you here, including myself, take for granted. We sometimes don't realize that this was not possible just 15 years ago. We did not have the ability to press a few buttons and capture attention without pain. This is the new ability of this environment. Social media gave us an ability. You can complain as much as you want about social media. It's going to ruin the culture. It's going to ruin the kids. Just like AI is ruining everything now, social media was also ruining everything. It's something that happens on every single evolution. And a lot of you end up agreeing with that and back away from the opportunities while I jump in all over the opportunity because I want to capitalize on the benefits and what's in front of me with that particular strategy. This makes my phone ring every day. This is what my father wanted. He wanted continuity. His biggest concern in life was that the entire organization would fall apart if he was not around. So his organization, instead of going downhill without him, has expanded thanks to him because he left us all of this. He has protected us way beyond the life of his body. This is the power of building a legacy and creating a social media omnipresent strategy. And that is the real power of social media. Because if I don't do this, and if the only thing that I do is build a brand on Amazon, and I don't do social media strategies, whenever they need to buy a new supplement, they just go and buy the next best thing that's available. What makes COQ10 different than this other COQ10? Nothing. The power of the brand. You go to Amazon and you say, hey, I'm running out of COQ10. You search COQ10. In our case, what do people search for when they try to buy a product? What is the brand name that they search for? They search Natural Slim because of the power of the brand, because they keep on seeing us over and over again. We do measure a statistic of number of publications a month, and we publish 3,000 times a month. I have done other training on that. I have talked about how do we do that exactly, but it really does add up when you look at three different channels. One of them is called Metabolismo TV. The other one is called Frank Suarez. And the other one is called Natural Slim. One of them is called, and then this one's branched out to Natural Slim USA, Natural Slim Int, Natural Slim Puerto Rico, Natural Slim Mexico, etc., whatever that may be. You start seeing how there's a lot of platforms and they all have attention and they all have followers. And people that are following this one don't follow this one and vice versa. And it's incredible. So we don't pay a single dollar to get in front of all these people. And when you add it all up, those are three different brands right there. They all feed our Natural Slim brand. We call them the bridge for Natural Slim. That's how we produce an endless supply of prospects coming into our brand, trying to buy our products every single day. But now you take those three brand names right there and you add TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, podcasts, Pinterest, you get the idea. And you start looking at now, not only Instagram, all right, but let's break down Instagram. Reels, stories, something else that's called feed. You'll see how we get to 3,000 it quickly adds up. If we post Metabolismo TV content on Instagram, on Reels, 3 times a day, stories, 6 times a day, and we post on the feed another 2 times a day, just that is 10 right there. And they start adding up. So we get to many thousands of publications. So we are omnipresent. And a lot of people, I can tell you most of them, don't even know he's not around anymore. It's incredible. And we have a lot of support and a lot of help in our communities that we built over the years by protecting our brand and our content. And people do see the effort that the company has made to protect the legacy. And they appreciate that because we, instead of giving up on the brand, on the contrary, we tripled down on it. We went heavy on, you know what? We got to help a lot of people. My father was all about helping and impacting people. We're not giving up. The organization is intact. Not a single staff member that was part of my father's executive group has left the company. We're all pushing hard and accomplishing great things. It's pretty magical without our founder. So that's legacy.
Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, go ahead, leave us a review and subscribe to tune in for future episodes. And if you're looking for a team that'll go above and beyond for you and your brand, go to talktoaninja.com today.